All right, greetings everyone. This is Bomani Tayemba, and today is Sunday, November 20th, and this is our Ghana Tour conference call for our Ghana Tour groups May and October of 2017. And tonight we're going to mainly talk more so about our May journey, and our October journey is a combine of Ghana, Togo, and Benin. So we'll explain one or two things that are different. But the main things to talk about is similarity between both itineraries. All right, and before I get into everything, if you need to interject or if you have any questions or you need to talk with me, you have to *6 to unmute yourself. I just wanted to share just a quick detail about my background, just for the record, and then I'll go into the history of how we came to this place where we've been doing Africa tours and investment for 10 years. All right, I was born in Kingston, Jamaica in October of 1977. Growing up in Kingston, Jamaica, you have that access of just being on a beautiful island, tropical life, a lot of history, a lot of culture. It's the same country where Marcus Garvey came from. Jamaica has been popular for this many historical movements, along with countries like Haiti, as far as dealing with the relevance of this tour, of how we as a people was taken from the African continent and brought to the Caribbean. So the history, the culture that someone like myself learned at an early age in Jamaica, and just being in a beautiful island, you're not really know what's awaiting you as far as the future and as far as the connection to reconnect to your ancestral land. So my journey of being in Jamaica was that foundation, and then my family moved to Brooklyn, New York in December of 1988, and I was in the sixth grade, being taken away from a tropical island and growing up in a colder four-season climate and in a different cultural background. This really prepped me for the things we're going to talk about, as far as my connection with Africa. During my time in New York, I went to Transit Tech High School, studied electrical installation and practice, also ran track and field, and played soccer for 4 years. During that time of being in Brooklyn, and being around other people from the Caribbean, and also being introduced and connected to Black America, it forged the foundation of me wanted to take advantage of an opportunity to do certain things for myself and build my career. I signed up for the Navy. I was an aircraft technician for the entire time I was in Navy, for about 5 years, plus Navy Reserve. And while I was there, I took advantage of much opportunity as I can to just grow and learn about learn about life itself. And the opportunities there gave me the foundation of being here in Atlanta. Because once I completed my completed my courses and got my certification as a professional aircraft technician, I was able to get a position here working for the airlines here in Atlanta Airport and learning my craft. And during that time, met a good brother of mine that we started what we have as Africa for the Africans together. And making those connections and just being someone that's just got here in the Atlanta area and just being open to the culture and open to Pan-Africanism and roots culture of the interest of the African reconnection. I was able to just absorb a lot of that energy, and being part of study groups and connecting with my business partner, I was able to build a foundation where I got the direct interest of being interested in traveling to the African continent. Now, my first journey started in 2004. I went to Senegal in March and Egypt in April of 2004, and this journey to Egypt was led by Dr. Ranoke Rashidi. Now, those two journeys really just gave me a foundation of just that initial interest. But the journey in Senegal, once I was able to go to the African Holocaust dungeons there in Senegal, the island off the coast of Senegal called Gori Island, that just had an incredible reflection on me. I didn't know how deep it was as far as what happened to our African ancestors and how we were taken away from the African continent as stolen Africans and brought to the Americas, including the Caribbean islands, and how it portrayed and how it affects us still to this day. So for myself, it was a great introduction of just learning more about us as a people, since we have a global effect on this world. After those initial journeys, I did venture out to the African continent again in 2005. I went to Senegal, South Africa, and also Kenya. The first part of 2005, May 2005, I went to Senegal and South Africa, and then in November 2006, went to Senegal, South Africa, and Kenya. In 2006, had another incredible journey. I went to the Gambia, May 2006, and was able to enjoy the International Roots Festival, which has a great effect on me still to this day. And I've always wanted to just make a nice connection to the Gambia. Unfortunately, I've not been back since then, and definitely look forward to making future plans. The Roots Festival is a great way for us to connect to the African continent and deal with the roots and the culture. And these are my initial reconnection to the ancestral land, which started the foundation. And also, I made documentaries and shared as much as I could in these ventures. Now, in 2006, in the summertime, Delta Airlines announced they would have a direct flight from New York to Ghana, and that was one of the first direct flights there, as far as direct flights from the U.S. directly to the African continent without any connection into Europe or anywhere else. So that was very interesting, and most of the people I knew and I was connecting with were airline employees, so I was able to put together a nice group with people with similar interests, and it was a group of eight of us in December 2006, and we started our first journey as Africa for the Africans. 2 months earlier, I put the business details together and formed the company that we have today, and it's been 10 years now since that time, and we just came back from another incredible journey, Ghana Repatriation Investment Tour, October of 2016, and a lot of those highlights as videos and pictures we have up on Facebook and YouTube, and sharing with many people, and looking to build a strong interest for our next coming journey, which is May 2017. Now, I'm taking you back to December 2006. After that initial journey, I was able to put together an incredible itinerary for October 2007, which was able to build a group of 42 of us, and in October of 2008, was able to build another solid group of 33 of us, and those have been the two biggest group to this time, until we just came back from Ghana. On the second biggest group is 38 of us. So over the years, been able to really just put a nice package together and connect our people to Ghana, deal with and dealing with aspects of like repatriation. I've two incredible conferences there, a lot of fun networking, and also just going around. I've gone around six different regions. Each tour has four regions on there, but it gives you a feel for an incredible country where you can put together a dynamic itinerary where your people from the African diaspora can appreciate the reconnection. So one of the most important thing always is for everybody to just be clear on the itinerary. And just use the itinerary as a way to just be clear on everything, especially while we're on tour. The current itinerary and current updates were sent via email, but also updated itinerary has been adjusted since we've been back, which is usually what we do to, whatever one or two things we can edit, make logistics smoother, or make the journey nicer, or make the accommodations more organized. Those are the things that we do just really try to perfect that itinerary to deliver just an incredible itinerary, which is what, you know, which is how you be able to just look at what your journey is going to be like, and then you're able to just adjust on what you want to get more into and what you might want to take more of a laid back. But the itinerary is incredible, and that's one of the things that we're going to go over. This incredible May, you know, May 24th to June 6th, 2017, Ghana tour itinerary, which is the best features of our last two tours, which is October 2015 and October 2016. All right, before I continue, I wanted to find out if anybody have any questions or anybody want to talk about anything before we go into the itinerary. If you do have, you know, the website in front of you, or printed out itinerary, or have it on the site, or just on the email, you could definitely follow through. We're going to spend about a good 20-30 minutes to go through the itinerary and the overview, and then just open everything up for our questions and make sure everybody's clear on what's included in the tour and what we're going to do on tour, and then also just give everyone certain reminders and pointers to keep in mind while if we're just physically on tour and we're dealing with that itinerary, and things to just be clear on and understand, especially with the timing and things like that. And then also the conference call details that was sent, the purpose of the conference call information is to let everybody see the flow of what we're doing, and also just to get everyone clear on just the consistent flow of what we have on the actual itinerary. And our goal is to go over everything at least 3 to 4 times while we go through all of the conference call, which we have from anywhere from every 4 to 6 weeks or every 4 to 8 weeks. Depends on the flow of how the year is going. But all of the details that we have in reference to the conference call is based on what we have directly on the website. So at any time, anyone can just have the same information and be clear on all the details we talk about. And the conference call information is just all in text. You can change the language if you need to. But whatever tour that you have interest in, all you have to do is click on the tour link and you have all of the full details on there. So what we're going to do right now is go to the website, africafortheafricans.org. And once you're on the website, you go to the main menu and you'll see all of your tour details and support and tour information on there. All of our conference call information is updated to where you can click on the link and play back previous conference calls, or just get an idea when the next conference call is. We have the tour books from all previous tours. We'll give you a full in-depth details of the actual tour program that we do, with pictures and just highlights of what was done on previous years. Tour registration forms, if you're not registered for the journey, click on the link and register, so we have all your details. Payment options, you can just navigate through the different options and how to make payments. We have information on Marcus Garvey Vision, repatriation, investments, information about us, general articles, and contact us. But all of the information on the site is just relevant to all of our Ghana journeys. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on Ghana Tour May 2017. Now, the information on the Ghana Tour May 2017 is the same layout as all of the tour details that we have as far as future tours. What we have is a press release, which just give you a nice introduction about the tour that we have on the market. Ghana Tour Overview, which we're going to go into details. Ghana Tour General Terms. Ghana Tour Itinerary, another thing we're going to go into details. Ghana Visa Guidelines, which just give you clarity on the single and the multiple entry visa process. Tour preparation, what to pack, what to bring. Ghana culture and customs and key things to know. Improving your immune system, just give you an idea to get you ready for a tropical environment where you're going to be doing a lot more walking than you used to. Ghana language translation, tree is most popular language there in Ghana, and that's the what we have is just a breakdown of English to tree translation, especially if you want to get a little more familiar with the language. And then there's also an in-depth chart below it once you click on the link to the site, based on a BB to Mikasa, which is the organization that helped us set up the language translation sheet. So once you click on that link, you'll see the details. And the final link is one of the most important links. It's the departure and reminder list for your journey. And basically, after all of the things that we go through, it's just a list of 30 things that get you that you can just use as a check-off sheet, especially like 2 to 3 months before you leave. It gives you a reminder to do virtually everything that you need to get a reminder to do. So all of these articles, you can click on them and you can print them out, or you can just navigate and go through them on site. But recommend that everybody take their time and at least go through them a few times, especially up until the tour. That way you're clear on everything. Once you're on the journey, it's up to you to make the best of the journey. There's so many wonderful things going on. And the best thing to really do is be clear about all the things we're doing, so you can be prepared for the things that you really want to do. And if there's something that you don't really have a big interest in doing, you can adjust yourself to, get into something else. Our goal when we do these itineraries is to create just a dynamic itinerary full of all aspects of things that will interest you, your reconnection. So Ghana Tour May link, it gives you a list of 10 articles, and that's 100% of all the information that we talk about, whether we're talking on the phone or whether we're doing conference call, or if we had just any kind of gathering or presentation. So that way everyone has this access to the same information, and everyone has all the details in front of them to be clear and to be prepared. And during the time frame of between now to then, if you have any questions or if you want to talk about certain things, and even if it's not on a conference call, you can always call me and we can go through information. The most important thing is that everything is cleared and everything is gone through before we get there. It's a fast-paced tour, and the worst thing is when someone just seems like they're clueless and don't know what's going on, and everybody else is just enjoying themselves and everything. It's the difference between being prepared and not being prepared. And especially for those who are looking to repatriate or do business or investment, you'd have to take a faster pace, and we'd have to get you prepared for more things. That way you can be ready for both repatriation investment conference, which is going to be the 100% answer to all of your preparation, because you literally have all of the people you need to connect with and make those moves. So everything that we're dealing with, from my perspective as the tour organizer and the tour leaders, to make sure that you're prepared and ready for the journey. And for you not to say that, oh, I didn't know about this, I didn't know about that, which is one of the things you get from one or two people, that they didn't know about this and that. And that usually comes from either not listening to the conference call or the recording, or not going through the details, or while we're on the bus and we're going through information, some people may be talking instead of listening, and you definitely miss out on information. So it's just heads up. Some of us are more good at focusing and paying attention than others, but for those who are not as good, you definitely want to step it up. That way everything is smooth for you, because the more time you have to focus and enjoy yourself, the best, the less time that you're confused about things, the better. So it's one of those things, you literally get what you put in. So let me dive into the tour overview. Now, our Ghana tours includes transportation and tours throughout Ghana based on the flow of the itinerary, daily exercise and meditation session. We don't always have a designated person to do morning exercise, but we encourage those who can lead exercise to volunteer, and for those who have that interest to come out in the morning and get their stretch on and meditate and just kind of begin your day nice and fresh and early. And that's usually between 6:15 to 6:45, and our wake-up call is about 6 o'clock. So that's a nice early session. Daily continental breakfast, which is around 7 o'clock at all of the hotel and resorts. And then gourmet dinner, which is based on a schedule. Most of the time it's 6 o'clock, but we do have one or two sessions where it's a little earlier, especially when we are leaving to the airport and when we have our business conference. Naming ceremony and ancestral celebration. Hotel accommodations, double occupancy, so 2 people to a room. For those who are not couples, what we have set up is twin beds, roommate style, business and investment conference / networking, entrance and access to all sites and activities, except for optional parts of the tour, which is Bojo Beach. That's literally the only optional part, and that's like $5 to actually enter the beach resort itself. And we have a part of the schedule is towards the end where we go to the beach. Some people might not want to go to the beach, and the people who go to the beach, those are the people who pay the optional entrance fee, which is $5. But literally all other entrance fees for the entire tour is covered. And that's just one of the things, and it shows on the itinerary as optional. And whenever we have things that are optional, we usually just have something else for the group to do. That way, you know, everyone always have something to do. So if you're at a beach resort and people are swimming, you can order your meals, you can take time to focus, relax, enjoy the view, socialize, or if you just need to just relax, the bus will be running with the AC and you can just relax if you need to. And that's also in situations where we might be doing a lot of walking and you just don't want to do the long walking with a group. You just, you know, can, you know, we always have the driver and someone there to make sure that, you know, the bus is good and no problem. And the things that are not included is, along anything that's optional, is lunch, group tips, camcorder fees at sites. Right, so what you're looking at is once you pay for the tour package, everything is included, including your flights from wherever you are in the U.S., and which will ultimately get you to the point where all the flights leave at, which is Amsterdam to Ghana on KLM. And that connection is to where the first day everyone get a flight from wherever they are, and then all of us get to Amsterdam the next day. That way we have one common flight and no one has to, you know, stay overnight at, like, if we're leaving to New York, virtually half of the group would have to either overnight or it just wouldn't flow as good. So the flight seemed to be a little longer because of us going to Europe, but it's for the better good of all of us being able to get a good deal and being able to make sure all of us can be on one flight together as a group and start our tour together. Yeah. Right. Now, the itinerary is broken into four different regions. You have the Accra region, you have the Brong-Ahafo region, Central region, and also the Ashanti region. And every region we go to, we stay at least 2 days. And we have a list on the tour overview of the different things that we do. So what I'm going to do is just give you just a quick overview of what we're going to be doing in Accra. We have a city tour including Black Star Square and Independence Arch, W.E.B. Du Bois Center, Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park, the University of Ghana campus, a walk through century-old Avery Botanic Gardens, stop outside of Rita Marley House, home of Studio One to take pictures, Trinity Home Foundation, that's a school in Tutu, in the mountains that we go to donate school supplies and financial donation. So anyone that has that interest to bring in school supplies or financial donation for the 3 to 4 schools that we have on itinerary, definitely you can work that into your second check bags. AB Wood Carving Village, Repatriation Investment Conference, and lodging at the Mickleham Hotel in Isogon. So when you look at the flow of the itinerary, we're in Accra for the first 3 days, and then the last 2 days, so a total of 5 days. So it also has 2 free days in Accra. Definitely take your time to look through the tour overview, you'll see the comparison between how it works with the itinerary, which I want to go into more, so we can just have a good flow of how the schedule work. Now, day one, Wednesday, May 24th, we're going to depart. We're going to depart from wherever we are in the U.S., and we meet in Amsterdam, and our flight leave May 25th at 3:25 in Amsterdam. So everyone is scheduled to, by then, be at that gate so all of us can meet and all of us have our departure flight. Now the tour starts day 2, once we get there, to Ghana, it's going to be in the nighttime, about 8 o'clock. So all we're really looking to do is light introduction, get everybody settled to their room so they can rest for the morning. Day 3, Friday, May 26th, our cross city tour. So we're going to be nice city tour of all the things that we talk about. Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park, the Culture Center, Independence Square, George Padmore Library, W.E.B. Du Bois Center. Now that day we have dinner at 5 o'clock and then we have a 6 p.m. Repatriation Investment Conference. And for those who want to socialize, we have a nightlife at the Shea Freak restaurant in the neighborhood, which is just a walk in the neighborhood. Day 4, we're going to take a journey. Day 4 is Saturday, May 27th. We're going to take a journey to Avery in the mountains. And that's where we're going to go to the school in Tutu. We're also going to stop by Rita Marley House, outside the house to take pictures, visit Trinity. Once we finish visiting Trinity, we're going to take a walk to the Botanic Gardens. We're going to stop by the wood carving village. And also let's pass through the University of Ghana before we head back to the hotel. Now during this Saturday, we have a nice place out in the city called Afrikiko Leisure Center, to where we have dinner, a nice Ghanaian buffet and live music. So it's just a great time for the group to get out, socialize, and just connect. And that will sum up our 3 days there in Accra. Now Sunday, May 28th, we're heading to Techiman in the Brang-Hafa region. Now this is this ride is going to be long. You're looking at a 7-hour ride to the center of the country. And this is an incredible region. And one of the things that we're going to do to make time go by, we're going to do our initial introductions of everyone. We have our documentary and relaxation time. So we just want to make sure everyone is nice and comfortable. It's a big coach bus. We've made it as comfortable as possible with entertainment to keep you, going good for the while. But at the same time, too, since you're finishing your city journey from Accra, more than likely you're going to be tired. So by the time you get a little rest in it also and have lunch, before you know it, we're there. They're in the Brang-Hafa region. And we're going to be staying at the Premier Palace Hotel. Our host there is going to be Nunet of Benue Village. So we're looking to go to Benue Village once or twice. For several hours on the day that we're leaving. That way we can connect with her. And for those who are interested in sustainable living or want to acquire land, it's a great location to acquire land. On average, it's $500 for a quarter of an acre of land. And you're talking about the agricultural center of the country, so you're getting some of the best land as far as growing and dealing with sustainable living. All right, day 6, Monday, May 29th, Techiman and King Temple. So we're going to do a city tour in Techiman. We're also going to go up to, we're going to go to the Borbang Fema Monkey Sanctuary in the morning time. And do lunch, and then we're going to take a hike and sightseeing at Kintampo Waterfalls, which is an incredible waterfalls. You can slide, you can swim, and what you want to do is make sure that you have your swimwear, your towel, and things that that you're going to need. We're going to spend a good time there, and you want to make sure that you're dried up, that way you don't get back on the bus where the AC is flowing and get sick or flu-like symptoms from this. The change of wet and cold and or wet and dry weather. So these things are all on the itinerary, and these are the things that you have to look at. That way you can prepare for each day. And this is the day where you want to make sure that you have your walking shoes on and you're just in good good energy to just really enjoy it. And later, just overnight at Premier Palace, dinner at 6 o'clock. Day 7, Tuesday, May 30th, Techiman and Kumasi. So on the way out, before we head to Kumasi, we're going to, once we check out to Premier Palace, we're going to head to Benue Village, and we'll have a nice lunch and live cultural entertainment, and we'll also get to donate our school supplies and donations to the village there. So that is a nice time, and you know, we're gonna do a few tours of the property, and it's, you know, we look to just make that a nice energetic time. And for those who just really just never been out, just the elements in the middle of African, you know, an African country, this is perfect. You're at, you know, it's, you know, it's this beautiful wonder of this fresh air, nice environment. All right, day 8, Wednesday, May 31st. You know, we're gonna get to Kumasi the night before, and in the morning, we're gonna do our Kumasi city tour. We're gonna go to the neighboring craft villages, including Intanso, Fakente, weaving and Adinkra printing, wood carving village, and Banwere, the home of the famous Kente cloth. Lunch and more shopping at the cultural center, and then we're going to drive to the Kwame Nkrumah University for Science and Technology, and then we're going to head back to the hotel, which is the Noda Hotel, and we can just enjoy dinner and social gathering with the group. And if anyone that's interested in coming out to shoot pool or socializing, you know, we have a nice nightlife session that we do in Kumasi. And that's a little bit more than halfway of the itinerary. I'm going to day 8. I'm going to stop and find out if anyone have any questions. All you have to do is press *6 to unmute yourself. And what we've been going through is the tour overview / the itinerary to give you a feel of everything that's included on the tour and what we're doing, so you can be prepared and clear for this itinerary. And also, once again, the itinerary is on the site, and it's on the conference call email. All right, go ahead, Colleen, you have a question?
Yeah, how does the camera fees work? Like, do we give our camera to someone and you have to pay them a small fee to take videos, or?
What is this? Just we're trying our best to help them to get away with it. But some sites might require you to pay like 50 cents to bring your camera, equivalent to 50 cents to bring your cameras into the site to take pictures. And that's something usually as a group with us, we usually try to get them to this, try to work it with the entrance fee to get them, that way it doesn't slow us down trying to get fees from everybody for their cameras.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's something that I usually have to just put on that itinerary in case there are one or two sites that literally want to charge everyone for their camera.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Hi, Bomani, Christina speaking.
Greetings, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to know for the investments, is there anything we need to bring or know for investment?
No, it's just a presentation. Like the last tour I have, and what I usually do to just get everyone clear or prepare for those is for them to just kind of look at some of the highlights of some of the investment videos and conferences that we did on the last tour. You usually have different people presenting information as far as the legal aspects of business, one or two investment based on agriculture investment, how to set up business or bank accounts. Usually the introduction aspects of what someone needs to do if they wanted to do business in a country. And we realize that almost everyone won't be ready to do certain things, but it's just initially connecting people. And then for those who are clear, you know, we can always just have a conversation ahead of time, and then that's when I connect you to my people there in Ghana, and you can kind of tell them what you're looking to do. Like if you're looking to literally move, it'll go through the process of which you, as far as do you want to acquire land now, or do you want to get an apartment now and look later, do you want to get a business set up now? And those are the things that that will help you get prepared if that's where you were once you get to the country. But other than that, for the first conference, I tell everybody just to be open, take a lot of notes, do a lot of networking. And once we go around the country and come back, we'll have another conference. And then you can kind of like plug in a little bit more and do some more networking. And ultimately, if you want to stay there and do business, recommend that you stay for maybe another few weeks or so, which it's something that I can adjust and get you set up for, no problem. So that's also for anybody in general that were interested in that.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome. All right, I see a few people that just joined the call since we've been talking. Anyone, if you have any questions, press *6 to unmute yourself. All right, and I'm continue with the itinerary we have here. Now, day 9, Thursday, June 1st, Asin Manso, Elmina, and Cape Coast. Now, on this day, this is the day where we do our combination of red, black, green, and gold and for the Ancestral Day 1. And that's something that we put in a reminder as far as the preparation departure list to bring a set of our red, black, and green, red, black, green, and gold, which is the combination color of the Ghana flags, and then, you know, red, black, green, and gold, the combination colors for the Pan-African flag. But these are the colors itself that just look to bond together for cultural harmony. So on that day, we're going to check out another hotel, and we look to possibly have a presentation that day, a school presentation. We just have to get that confirmed. But we're looking to depart for Asin Manso, the old slave fort, the location of our ancestors' last bath, where ancestors were cleaned up and auctioned off to the neighboring dungeons, Elmina or Cape Coast, which we're going to do one or the other or both 2 days from then. It just depends on the schedule. Right now we have one or the other based on the flow of how the itinerary look when you have a big group. Now, so you're going to have a tour guide there, and he's going to go through a lot of the history of what happened to ancestors from the northern region and how they got to Asin Manso. And, you know, so that's going to build the layout for us to understand what happened at the Elmina Cape Coast dungeons and the connection with our ancestors were stolen or taken from the African continent and brought to the Americans and the Caribbean islands. So that's an incredible foundation of presentation. Now, once we leave from Asin Manso, we're going to head to One Africa. In One Africa, we're going to have a nice cultural energy and, you know, welcome there. One Africa only has about 12 rooms. So down the street, we have another hotel called Almond Tree. So for those who can't fit at One Africa, or for those who, quote-unquote, want hot water, you can get it at the Almond Tree, because One Africa, that's one of the things they don't have is hot water. The Almond Tree, some of the rooms are AC and some of the rooms are not AC. So for those who just like a life and death situation, if you just literally can't go without AC for the 3 days or hot water, those are things that we need to talk about. You know, we can talk now, but we need to talk ahead of time so we can make sure you're good. One of the things of this incredible itinerary is that all of the hotels are very nice, high-class hotels. But once we get to Elmina, we're trying to give you a different feel, trying to get you more in a tropical resort like One Africa, without certain elements of hot water, AC, Wi-Fi, and for you just to focus more on elements and focus more on your connection there with Imacus and our family that have been living there in Elmina for almost close to 3 decades. And, you know, so everything on itinerary is based on giving you a certain, you know, certain energy, certain presentation, certain experience. But at the same time, too, we want people to be comfortable, and we don't want to just focus on something for like 3 days, that, like the hot water for 3 days, not having that boat their journey. And I just came back from Ghana. I couldn't even tell the difference just being there at One Africa. Some people were at another resort that had certain things, but at the end of the day, you know, that resort didn't give them the same experience. So that's all that is. So just wanted to share that with everyone so everyone is clear. I'm doing my best to go through all the things that we possibly need to go through for clarity on the call. And that way when we get there, people don't say that they didn't know or they're not clear. It's very important that all these things are understood before we get there. That way we can set things up if someone have like a health issue and they just got to be in an air-conditioned room with, and it has to be like 30, 40 degrees cold for them, you know, which is not a problem. And, you know, it's the same thing as I talked about a few times about the walk-in. I want to make sure you're comfortable, and for those who have issues with walk-in, want to be clear that we don't put them in a situation where you're forced to do a lot of walk-in. All right, as go to the next segment of this itinerary. What I was talking about was our connection there at One Africa and Almond Tree. While we're there in the central region, this is some of the best part of our itinerary. We have an incredible school that we go to, the Akoma International Academy of Arts Science in Ayensiru, which you're going to go to day 10, Friday, June the 2nd. And also, once we finish the school presentation in the afternoon, for those who are not looking to go to the canopy walk, that's absolutely fine. You can use that time as a downtime to rest, focus on other things. You can also get Imaka's, it's a wellness center and cultural resort, so they do clay baths there. They can order massages for you, and it's a good time to just be on this incredible resort and just relax. Whether you're staying at the other hotel or not, you can order these things there. And for the brave soldiers and folks who just don't mind doing a 45-minute hike into the forest and just then going across all the different canopies and then having me, you know, joking around and shaking it and things like that, for those of people who are fine, which I'm able to convince at least a few people to come, so we can go. So, you know, it's a good experience, but it's physically demanding because, you know, the hike and, you know, you're literally going to a forest. But nevertheless, that's another thing that I talk about. It's a great experience. Right, now day 11, Saturday, June 3rd, we're going to go to, our schedule shows depart for the Cape Coast or the Elmina Holocaust Dungeons. More than likely, we're going to go to the Cape Coast Holocaust Dungeons. That way we can, you know, it has a better presentation for the Door of No Return and the Door of Return, which is the ceremony of our ancestors returning from the diaspora to, you know, through the door that was said to be a door of no return for our people. So that's, and then, you know, doing one dungeon might just, should just give us more time to focus on actual history and the culture there versus Russian. So it's something that we're going to talk more about. But it's been a situation over the years as, you know, groups are getting bigger and then more people wanted to just have more relaxed time in Elmina. We just adjust the schedule so people can have time to just, you know, enjoy the atmosphere there. But once we return to One Africa, we're looking to do a naming ceremony, and the naming ceremony is not a situation where we give people, a name that they think they might get. It's based on their Khan system. After, if we were born in the Ashanti Empire, then that would be your day name. So it's, you know, it's a presentation, but also it's a certificate we just given to you as this, you know, this love from us to you, and, you know, trying our best to just make sure your reconnection is special, and you understand that this is a basic naming ceremony, so it's not what some people might think it is. So we want everyone to be, you know, clear on that. I had one person say that they don't want us to name them as something. It's always been like one or two things over the years, but it's nothing personal. It's, you know, it's a gift, it's a blessing, it's love, it's a presentation, it's a part of the tour, it's part of an experience, as everything else. But that's also a thing we want you to know that, you know, we don't, it's a long itinerary, so it's a lot of things on there, so it's like, you know, we're not going to force people to do everything. We expect you to be clear on what you want to do, and, you know, if we're leaving out for the day and we're doing certain things and you're not going to make it, just let us know so we're not looking for you, so we don't add into the count and feel like you're lost somewhere at a site. So all of these things are just, you know, base communication, that way you can enjoy the best time and focus on what you need to be focused on and be clear on what your mission and vision is there, which is going to be different from other people. Right, and once we get back from dungeons and do our naming ceremony and all the incredible presentations on the beach, we're looking to just really just wind the schedule down now. So now what you're looking at is day 12, and we're getting ready to leave out of One Africa. And once we head out of One Africa, we have a beach stop, which is that optional swim. For those who want to swim in the Atlantic Ocean, it's an incredible beach resort. And then there's aspect of the beach resort where you can just relax, order some food, and enjoy a nice view. But it's a part of the itinerary. And it's one thing we also let everyone know, if you're there at One Africa and you just want an expedited journey right back to the hotel in Accra, you have that option where it's, you know, these are options where, you know, you can get into another vehicle with a few other people and you split the cost of the transportation. But when the bus is going, it's going on a schedule, and sometimes we do have stops in between from one location to the next. And this is one of them. And once we finish our stop and we get back on, we'll get back in time for, you know, for dinner at the hotel. And the rest of the night is just clear. The next day is the day we have our final program, which is our 6 p.m. Repatriation Investment Conference. So dinner is an hour before that. For those who are looking to network and connect with anything as far as doing repatriation or investment, it's a good time to close out and build those final networks. And from there, just enjoy the day. Now, day 14 is our final day, Tuesday, June 6th. We're going to depart from Accra and connect to Amsterdam. And from Amsterdam, everyone will, you know, some people are going to come back to Atlanta and connect to other places. And some people are going to have their direct flights from Amsterdam to where they are, or connect to New York or to Detroit. So everything is going to be based on the schedule. Now, by then, you'll have your schedule as far as your flights. About 2 to 2.5 months, all the flights will be paid in full, and you'll be able to move seats around and do a few things. You know, your part of the itinerary will continue from, you know, from Amsterdam to where you are. But on this day, we're gonna let everyone know that check out your room by 12, and we're gonna have a designated room on the first floor. Everyone, you know, between that time, just, you know, get one of our guys to help you get your bags down, and then, you know, be ready for if you're gonna leave, come back by 4 o'clock for a dinner, and then 5 o'clock we're gonna close everything out, get everything. And get everybody just headed to the airport. By then, we have the bus packed and everything. And we have plenty of time because our flight leave at 10:10 p.m. on KLM. And everyone gets back here the next day, Wednesday, June 7th in the afternoon. And so, family, that is our schedule. And it's a lot to even go through and talk through, and the tour overview. So, you know, during the next call, you know, we're going to go through other things and other things in detail, and, you know, come back around to the same thing. But while we're doing all of that, just want everyone to generate questions. That way we can have dialogue about the schedule and about the things that we're doing. So everyone, before we start closing out, does anyone have any question as far as anything that we've talked about before? Phone number ending in 9699. Do you have a question?
Yes, that was...
And what is your question?
Yeah, no, I was just going to ask, and maybe you're going to do that on, this is Fadia. I was going to ask you on, I don't know if you want to discuss it now with the visa. I just wanted to know if you could review that, or you wanted to wait until another call.
No, that's fine. We can talk about the visa right now. That's what I'm doing, answering questions.
Okay.
Now, on the visa, everyone has sent a visa email. And the visa email, what I usually recommend that everyone do is print out all of the visa information. The visa information you're going to get is requirements for your Ghana visa. The email itself, just print that out, because that have a nice little check sheet in the email itself. Other attachments is my sample Ghana visa application, a blank application, and also what the multiple entry look like. Now, the main thing about the on this trip, it doesn't require for you to have a multiple entry, because you're only going to Ghana. So for those who are looking to go to Ghana for the next 1 to 5 years, you can get a multiple entry, which is $100. Or if you're just looking to do this Ghana trip and you don't know if you're going to go back to Ghana itself, which is fine, what you do is you pay for a single entry. But with the single entry, you have to do the single entry 2 months before we leave, because it's only good for 3 months. So anybody else, if you're doing multiple entry because you're looking to get the multiple years, between 1 to 5 years, you can do your Ghana visa anytime after January. And if you don't have a Ghana visa email with the attachments, what I recommend for you to do is just send me an email and request for me to send you back the full Ghana visa email with the attachments. And that's an overview of the visa email. That's something I'll definitely go to more when we do our next conference call, which is scheduled for January 8th next year. But let me know if you have any specific questions about the visa beyond just the overview that I gave, because it was something I'm hoping that everybody, once I sent them the initial email, that they had a chance to look over so we can have some questions. And again, everyone, you have to press *6 to unmute yourself. All right, so that's your Ghana tour information overview right there on the website. Please just look through it, check it out, be clear on it, be familiar with the flow of how we get you prepared for the tours. And I have videos and photos of the previous Ghana tour that we just came back from. So it's not 100% the same itinerary. It never is. It's always certain aspects that we change. In that itinerary, we went to the Volta region, so we did a different waterfalls and monkey sanctuary. And on this itinerary, we're going to the Bronghafo region, so it's a different waterfalls and monkey sanctuary. And also, we have the land for those who are looking to acquire land and be a part of a sustainable community. And then if anyone that's looking to come with us to Ghana, Togo, Benin in October 2017, you're basically looking at similar itinerary with the exception of the segments of the 3 days that we have in Togo, Benin. But all the itineraries are a little bit different from each other now, as we just try to showcase different things on each itinerary to give different groups of people different feel of Ghana and other neighboring countries. So everyone, I'm going to open things up before we close in the next few minutes. So let me know if you have any final questions before we close out.
Hey, Marley. This is Barbara.
Go ahead, Barbara.
How you doing? I am caught. I would like to know, what did you say about...
I'm listening.
What did you say about having our fare, my airfare in?
Now, the final balance itself was like April 1st, but what I was saying is that the tickets, usually what we have is our tickets finalized, like paid in full 2 months before we leave. Like right now we have money on tickets, but as we, they have a period where we just have to close out completely. And I was just saying, 2 months before we leave, everyone have their actual tickets, their seats, and everything they need to know about their flights. We're ahead of time, that way you're clear. And then that's how the schedule is, itinerary is based. Itinerary shows everyone, it shows leaving from Atlanta, but that's not the case for everybody. But it shows the main, which is a flight from Amsterdam, then the tour itself, then us leaving from Ghana back to Amsterdam.
Okay.
But as far as our payments, what I recommend everyone do is pace themselves. That way, when we're ready to do tickets, we have enough on everybody's account to pay for our tickets. And if we don't, usually we just give a little heads up.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. The mic, the line is open for our questions. I can go to a lot more details, but I don't want to just bore you by just talking about the same thing that you have access to read through. All right, everyone, what I want to go through before we close this call is a special reminder list that I put together for our tour book. And these are just reminders while you're on tour there in Ghana to the process. So we always go through these, go through lists and details like this ahead of time. And this list is a collection of the information that's on the departure and reminder list. Also, what to pack, what to bring, culture, customs, and key things to know. And just general things that we would have covered during the duration of conference call or just our conversations. Number one, Ghanaians are very friendly. However, be wary of people who want to make money off you and make promises they cannot keep. You should know as much as possible about the people you are planning to do business with. David Jawara and his Africa Up Consulting Group is our repatriation and investment conference host. They are the ones we recommend you do business with in Ghana, or consult with at least. 2. Please focus on enjoying yourself and accomplishing your mission. Do not get distracted by others or get caught up in complaining. This is an experience that will have its ups and downs. It's a part of your introduction to Ghana/Africa. We recommend you go with the flow and enjoy your time in paradise around the wonderful itinerary that we have put together on this journey of a lifetime. 3. When you visit, do not come with a romanticized notion about Ghana/Africa, or you will be disappointed and unnecessarily frustrated. Come with open eyes and an open mind, knowing that Ghana is a developing nation. There's much to do and we can be a positive, contributory part of it. Keep in mind that Ghana/Africa is not America or Europe, nor do we want it to be. We are Mother Africa's children returning home, and we want to be a part of Mother Africa's growth and development. 4. You can give additional tips to anyone who gives you great service or whoever you choose. The tips collected for hospitality service that will be provided in Ghana is basic tips for all after Ghana staff, including drivers, guides at site, hotel staff, and entertainment. All other service that may be provided on this tour are a tip if you choose situation based on the service you get. 5. During long trips, use restroom and hotels and restroom stop. Limit liquid drinking on the bus. In case of emergency, notify the tour guide so he can tell the driver to stop the bus as soon as possible. 6. No outbursts or distraction in group settings. If you need to talk about something, let a staff member know. 7. Please do not interrupt others from enjoying their journey. 8. The last 2 days are light on the itinerary. Use the itinerary as a reminder of detailed schedule, including checkout time, baggage arrangements, meals, and airport departure. 9. Group pictures when we give the call, organize as best as possible to make sure we have good group pictures of our journey. 10. This is a very cultural and spiritual journey. Please keep all negative energy out. 11. If we have less than our group size of 20 to 29 or 30 to 45, we will make necessary adjustments on the tour to stay in budget range by eliminating one or two things. 12. Passport and visa. Readiness, tracking, problems, visa verification. These are all information that we talk about for your passport and visas. You want to make sure that all of these things are organized, and if you have to process or apply for any of these things, make sure everything is together and make sure you have your tracking number and things like that. That way you can avoid all problems with our visas. 13. For flexible tour options, talk to me as soon as possible. Example, if anyone would like to get to Ghana earlier or stay longer, if you have travel with us before and you would like to make special arrangements on some days to do something different, please just let us know up front so we can work these things out for you. 14. Phone communication. Our contact information for our entire staff is in our tour book. A PDF version will be emailed to everyone to share with family and friends. This is for anyone who need to get in touch with you through us. While on tour, you can call us on our Ghana cell phones, especially on free days when we might be all spread out. If you need a phone or a SIM card, you can get it on the first full day in Ghana doing our city tour. Estimate cost is $50 to $100 for phone and minutes. 15. Internet communication. Unfortunately, internet is not always guaranteed at each hotel that offer free Wi-Fi. Our solution is to buy a mobile hotspot with enough data to use for 2 weeks. Estimate costs $20 to $30 for the mobile card and the data minutes. We recommend a small notebook or tablet or laptop with a USB connection. You can get this during our first full day. So once you bring your small unit, you can just get a mobile card, and that will help with some of the possible issues with internet based on where we're traveling to. So while we have the time of the next 6 weeks, everything is there on the site, and I have a few more things updated, and I'll be working on a few more projects. The goal is for everyone to reach out to me if you want to talk about anything. And remember, the best time to do a lot of things for these journeys is ahead of time, because once we're on tour, It's me and my crew is usually doing all we have to do to make sure that everything runs smooth for you, and yeah, it helps if everyone is clear on all aspects of everything. So everyone, you take care, you enjoy your night, and I will connect back with with everyone beginning of the year. And I'm gonna unmute everybody.
All participants are unmuted.
So everybody, you're all unmuted. Good night. Take care. And if you want to talk about anything during the duration of the next 6 weeks, just reach out to me directly, and we'll talk and go over it, and we'll get you ready. All right. So good night.
Good night. All right. Good night.